kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today are Catherine and Michael, a couple who is scheduled to be married this coming week, and their plans have been affected by the recent restrictions implemented here in Australia. Good day, Catherine and Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. First of all, congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Kamusta na, Catherine?
Okay lang, kumusta po?
Kailan nag-propose si Michael?
He proposed September 2018.
Wow, so more than 2 years na.
Almost 2 years.
A year and a half ago.
That's how long we waited for this wedding to happen, but it didn't.
So, sabi mo it didn't. So, ipagpapaliban ninyo?
Yes.
Sabi naman ni Punong Ministro Scott Morrison, you could decide to have a wedding, but only 5 people can attend, including you and Michael. So, what made you decide to reschedule it?
We want our important family members there at least. We were considering only having our close family there, which would have been about 15 people. So that was the plan. That was last week's plan. And then they brought in the rule where it was only 5 people. And with the 5 people rule, we couldn't even bring both our parents. So we've just decided to postpone the whole thing.
Obviously,
until further notice.
Prime Minister isn't aware of the Filipino gatherings, isn't he?
No, I wouldn't think so, no.
So what did you have to do as soon as you heard about the new restrictions?
We were completely understanding of just how serious the situation is. I think we both realised that it's out of our hands. There's nothing really we can do.
Yeah.
The only choice was to postpone it.
So have you set a date or is it still...
It's still up in the air at this point. We're just waiting and we're just going to ride this out and see how long this whole virus thing lasts. And hopefully by the end of the year, we'll be married.
So you've contacted the priest who was to officiate the celebration?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's agreed to reschedule?
Yes.
What about the venue? I heard you mentioned that you hired a venue for this special event.
Yep, the venue actually called us the same day we were going to call them to postpone, but they called us first and they gave us the option to postpone it without a fee. So they're just going to hold on to our deposit and any time within the next 12 months, we can change it to that date.
And the caterers?
Same deal.
Yeah.
So is anyone, any members of the family coming from overseas as well, or everyone's here in Victoria?
No, we had about 10 people that were supposed to come from interstate who pulled out last minute because they were scared to fly, which is understandable. We currently have Catherine's parents and niece from Philippines. Mm. They came here 2 weeks ago and they came here for the wedding and we're now not sure if they're going to be able to get home.
Because there's a travel ban already, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how long are your parents meant to stay? Had everything happened as planned?
They were planning to stay for 7 weeks. So we still have time to decide if we need to reschedule their flight back home.
And are they staying with you, Catherine?
Yes. They're staying with us, yeah.
And so I take it they flew just before the quarantine happened in the Philippines.
Yes, 2 days before.
We actually had we bought brand new flights
with them.
For them a week before their original flights because we were scared they wouldn't be able to travel at all.
Mm.
So we bought them brand new flights to make sure they could get here on time. And lucky we did because a week after they cancelled all... 2 days after they cancelled all international flights.
So were you able to refund the tickets, the earlier tickets?
No, but we were able to change them to any time in the next 12 months.
Okay, so they can come back.
They'll get another holiday out of it.
So how does it feel that everything's coming, sinking in, as they say.
Very sad, but what can we do? It's out of our control.
And are you both going to work still, or do you have you planned holidays along this line and just decided to take it as well?
Catherine is a nurse, and she's got 3 weeks off work, so she's currently on holidays. I'm a primary school teacher, and I was working up until yesterday at work, and today is a work from home day.
And everything else you will resume and rethink when school opens and when you go back to work, Catherine.
Yes, that's the plan.
So it's like, maswerte yung mga magulang mo kasi nurse ka. Kahit nandito
yes,
sila.
Why they're quarantined. I told them to stay home.
They're on house arrest at the moment.
So,
pati yung pamangkin mo.
Yes, it's her first time. So we really feel sorry for them because they haven't been out since they arrived.
Dahil meron yung 2 week rule.
No, not really. We just decided for them to stay home just to be safe.
At pagkatapos, anong ginagawa niyo ngayon sa bahay para maaliw mo naman sila? Kasi parang nagbabakasyon sila pero nasa loob sila ng bahay.
I know. We bought Xbox.
I think that's more for Michael.
That's actually for Michael. Yes, that's right. That's his advanced wedding gift. That's what he called it. And then just housework. So they're just doing the garden at the moment, which I hope would last them 2 weeks, keep them busy.
Well, at least maaraw ngayon at hindi pa ganun kalamig.
Yes. Hopefully it will stay sunny.
So ang damit mo handa na? Sapatos?
Yes, everything.
So nireschedule mo lang yung hairdresser?
Hairdresser, photographer, who else? Makeup
priest,
artist,
DJ.
The DJ, MC.
Cake makeup.
The bouquet. Everyone was happy to reschedule anyway.
So
they're very understanding.
It's still happening and you're still pushing through with the same team, only
yes.
You're rescheduling it.
Yeah, we don't have the date yet.
So hopefully, bago magtapos ang pataon, bago magpasko, matutuloy na ang 2 years in the making ninyo.
Hopefully. Because the date already engraved in my ring.
Ay, hindi mo na pwede pabura yun.
Yes. So I don't know. I need a new ring maybe.
Or
for your dream.
Well, I think Michael's got a few months to think about it.
Yeah.
Or to save for
I've
it.
Already, I've already
work
thought
for
about
it.
Well, ang pinakamahalaga ay magkasama kayo at kasama mong magulang mo ngayon. At siguro, pinakamahalaga rin ay malusog kayong lahat, hindi ba?
That's true. Health is wealth.
Maraming salamat sa pagbahagi ng panahon ninyo at congratulations muli, Catherine and Michael, and hope next time we speak, it will be a Mr. and Mrs. already.
Salamat!
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.